Everyday living for Christ and through Christ matters, big time, and for all time, eternity. In recent years, two famous people passed away at the age of 99, Zsa Zsa Gabor and Billy Graham. One represented the world's kingdom, Zsa Zsa Gabor. The other represented God's kingdom to the world, Billy Graham. Now, maybe you've never heard of Zsa Zsa Gabor. As a millennial, I frankly wouldn't know about Zsa Zsa Gabor except for my interest in cinematic history. I'm a classic movie buff. Well, let me tell you, Zsa Zsa Gabor was the Kim Kardashian of her day. Zsa Zsa lived for this world. And that's an understatement. Throughout her life, it was obvious that Zsa Zsa focused on Zsa Zsa. Many, many marriages and scandals, too numerous to count, became associated with her name. She would brag about them and relish the media spotlight. NBC News put it this way. Her fame was fueled in part by talk show appearances and gossip column headlines. To many, Zsa Zsa paved the way for modern-day reality stars like Kim Kardashian. But, in contrast, Billy Graham accepted Jesus and lived through and for him, beaming his light and love with the world. And Billy Graham did not focus on Billy Graham. Billy Graham focused on Jesus Christ. He did not follow the world's system. Jesus Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world, nor does it have its origin in this world." John 18:36. In another passage, Jesus said, "And how does a man benefit if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?" In the process, Billy Graham chose to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord and chose his kingdom full of humility, heavenly rewards, identity found in Christ, and sharing him through daily love-filled obedience. And when he neared death, he neared it with confidence and beamed Christ's light and joy to his dying day. However, Zsa Zsa Gabor, who chose the world system, fame, money, title, and physical appearance, well, I hate to say this, but she died in a very sad and lonely way. I just really hope and pray she received Jesus at the end. Both aged, both suffered, both died, but their lives and legacies could not be more contrasting. Gabor's legacy will soon be auctioned off at a major event, which was in the headlines today. Self-portraits, diamonds, treasures galore. Her collection will be scattered to people who bid the highest. But then these bidders, too, will have wills and auctions after they die. How worthless. Yet Graham's legacy is priceless beyond words, with millions of people knowing Jesus and going to heaven because Billy loved and lived like Christ, because he knew Christ and submitted to his lordship and received him as Savior. And like Billy Graham's son said, there weren't two Billy Grahams. He was the same in public and private. That's the mark of a mature, true believer in Jesus Christ. Indeed, the extraordinary life of Billy Graham is that he served Jesus the same in ordinary, everyday life. Billy Graham shared God's truth with love. He preached repentance and acceptance of Jesus, God's Son, who is sent by God, who loves us beyond words. Jesus preached repentance. Listen to this direct quote. "Turn from sin and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near," unquote. If you don't know Jesus yet, please, please receive him. He is the only way to heaven. Receive him as Savior and Lord and what he did on the cross for you. If you already know Jesus, then you know what I'm talking about when I say to know Jesus is to know perfect love. A life well lived is a life well loved and who loves well. Isn't that the truth? And how does this happen? Through Jesus alone. Today I want to encourage you, never underestimate the power of everyday loving and living like Jesus. People are watching. The little people. Kids are copying, and others you don't even notice are noticing Jesus in you. So don't listen to that lying voice in your head that says what you're doing doesn't matter. It does matter, no matter your age, no matter your status, no matter what. It matters to God, and it matters to others a lot. Live by faith, and feelings will follow, my friends. You are so loved by Jesus, and he is enough. Rest in his arms today. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus. I pray with people right now who realize they've been totally not a part of your kingdom. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray and welcome you into our hearts and lives. We accept you as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. We repent and turn from our sins. We welcome you to rule and reign in our hearts. Jesus, save us. Jesus, forgive us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for right now saving those who put their trust in you as Savior and Lord, who believe that you died on the cross and rose again for them, and confess with their mouths that you are Lord. We love you. We worship you. We welcome you. We also pray for all those who have sent praying. We also pray for all those with prayer requests weighing on their hearts. We cast our cares upon you, Lord Jesus. We ask for your best for every prayer request sent to Praying Pals. And we thank you so much that you love us no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Don't delay sharing about Jesus with someone you love. If you would like to have a free copy from our ministry of The Key to Personal Peace by Billy Graham, we are actually, in his memory, just sending these copies to people. So contact us through our website and let us know if you would like a copy. And in addition to church, feel free to send prayer requests 24/7. At prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. If you need a Bible, let us know. We'll be happy to send you a Bible as well. God bless you, my friends, and remember, Jesus still loves you.